asked Mrs. Henry's question twice. I saw you, staring out of the window. You ought to be thankful she didn't have you write sentences during break.
It was difficult to pay attention today. I wonder when the soldiers will be here.
I'm sure you'll hear their drums and the ruckus they bring. It's not like a soldier will suddenly appear under a tree.
Look! A soldier! Under the tree!
Very funny.
No, look! He's reading. He looks very official in his red coat and stripes.
He looks very interested in his book.
Let's go talk to him.
Perhaps if he was a sailor. But I told Mother I'd help with dinner. Go talk to your soldier if you want.
Very well. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes, lad. Can I help you?
You're a real soldier. A real and true soldier.
I am. I've been a soldier for 6 years.
It's an honour to meet you, sir. I'm Teddy.
The pleasure is mine, Teddy. I'm Walter Saxby.
Your stripes. You're a corporal.
Very good. I am indeed.
Where's the rest of your regiment? It's not just you, is it?
I wouldn't make for much of an army. I've come ahead of the rest to secure billets for this evening. Places for the soldiers to lodge.
Well, you should come to tea. My grandmother makes delicious biscuits, and she says soldiers are welcome in our house.
Well, there's nothing as tempting as homemade biscuits when you've been living on canned beans. I think I'll join you.
Really? Don't forget your book. What are you reading?
The Bible. It's my order book and my best friend in the world.
What's an order book?
It gives you your daily commands, what you're to do and where you're to go. My captain writes my orders down in his word for me.
He's my captain too. You mean Jesus, don't you? I've enlisted in his army and I'm one of his soldiers.
Shake hands then, little brother. It sounds like we are comrades.
Well, it's only a 10-minute walk through the fields. Mother and grandmother will be very pleased to meet you.
It's very kind of them to have me. I wish all the men could experience this kind of hospitality. Some towns have had teas for all the men when they march into town. Such a blessing. It keeps many of the men from drinking.
Do the soldiers drink a lot?
Some of them do. Some drink too much. A year ago, I was the worst of them. I drank dreadfully and I couldn't give it up. But that's all a thing of the past.
But do your friends drink?
Yeah, and that's what makes it difficult.
Sounds like you're in a battle all the time then. Even when you're not marching for the Queen.
Indeed. A battle mostly against myself, I suppose.
Me too. That's why I've named the bad part of me Bully, so I know who I'm fighting.
That's a good name for an enemy. Perhaps I should use it as well.
I should think you must be a good example to the other soldiers.
I try. There's one in particular I'm terribly anxious about. He's been a drunkard for years, but just this past New Year's Day, he committed to giving up the drink, and he's done well. But I can see him losing strength. He doesn't have the help of our captain yet. If he's put up at any of those public houses in town, well, I don't know what he'll do.
If you're by his side, surely you can help him resist.
Yeah, but I'll be on to the next town getting lodging for the following night.
Maybe I'll be able to help. What's his name?
They call him Bouncer. But I don't know what you can do to help. You're only a boy.
I don't know either, but I can think of something. I'm quite good at thinking things up. Down the hill there. You can see our house. I think Grandmother made pies today.
You're making my stomach growl already.
Maybe that's what I can do. You said some other towns hosted a tea for the soldiers. Maybe I can do that too.
Oh, that's kind, Teddy. I think that would be a bit much for your grandmother. There's over 100 men coming.
Then I have just the person to talk to.